Overdevelopment has crashed our economy. There is such a glut of oversupply in both residential and non-residential sectors that values have plummeted. It has harmed our, it has brought our economy down with it. It has brought government revenues down with it. The status quo simply hasn't been working.
Lawyer and St. Pete City Council member Carl Nurse is against Amendment 4 and was Loebach's opponent in today's debate. Citing a Florida Supreme Court decision, he rattled off a long list of comp plan changes that would reportedly have to go to ballot. It included a capital improvement element, an aquifer recharge element, and an airport master plan. He told the audience that voters would have had to vote on hundreds of changes over the past 5 years.
You've identified a problem and your solution is worse than the status quo. And truthfully, that is the goal. The goal is to jam the stick in the spokes so that nothing happens. And if you do this, you make every change, no matter how inconsequential or how much it's favored, either cost more to make happen or take longer or both.
But Loebach said that voters would actually have to vote on only a handful of changes every year.
He said that over the last 5 years, that Pinellas County has had 259 comprehensive plan amendments, as if you would have to vote as a county voter on 259 amendments divided by five. Well, that's just flatly false. What that number is each and every one of the comp plan amendments for all 24 municipalities. Everybody just votes on their own amendments, plus those in Pinellas County. Pinellas County has had an average of 20 per year. They've only had five so far this year.
Nurse said the spirit of Amendment 4 makes sense, but the scope of the law is too sweeping.
If Amendment 4 had been narrowed to significant development projects, which frankly, I mean, I know the people that wrote this, that was their intent. It's just not what the result was. But if they had it narrowed to large development projects, then I think it could have made sense.
Loebach said it's not the ballot language that's too broad.
What's too broad is the power of local governments and developers to rubber stamp comp plan amendments that overcrowd our communities. I mean, that's what they've been overbroadly doing for far too long. You know, so you could always say, you know, if the amendment was worded this way, it'd be better, this way, it'd be better. You know, it's not going to change. This is the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change our Constitution, to give people a vote over the future of their communities.
The No on 4 campaign claims that more than 267,000 jobs will be lost if Amendment 4 passes. But Loebach said that number is skewed by at least two factors.
But what they've done is taken the numbers, the employment numbers, at the height of the boom, and then assumed voters are going to vote down most comp plan amendments.
The two debated before a crowded room. Tiger Bay Club member Dale Gross said he came to the debate undecided.
Well, to tell you the truth, I came not knowing much about it, and I think I went away still not knowing much about it, as much as I need to, but I think I'm on Carl Nurse's side. It doesn't sound like it's a good thing. I'm pretty sure I'm voting no, but I'm not positive.
Some local governments are making preparations in case the amendment does pass in November. Tomorrow, Carl Nurse and the rest of the St. Petersburg City Council will hold a final public hearing on an ordinance that would adopt a new comprehensive plan. It would replace the city's current plan, which is hundreds of pages, with a single map.
What my proposal does is it says, you know, you have residential, you've got corridors, you've got your major hubs, preservation and recreation. And so within, if you're playing within the within the lines of those five categories, it doesn't trigger a referendum.